one of the key things here is that this has to be seen, you know, from Iraq's standpoint, it is a victory from a strategic perspective.
Right.
Because we're not going back, you know, as Alex was mentioning, we're not going back to the status quo ante. We're not going back to the period before the war. We're going into something completely new. Mm-hmm. And that something that's completely new is actually going to affect way more than just the Strait of Hormuz. Because now what we're looking at is the potential for this kind of control, if you will, from other countries of other straits like the Bab el-Mandeb. So the Houthis could do something similar there in the entrance to the Red Sea. Or, you know, not that they're going to do it necessarily, but pick a place like the Strait of Malacca by Singapore and Indonesia.
Yep.
You could have all these countries trying to exert some kind of control, in essence exacting tolls or service fees or whatever they want to call them, over these areas. This is diametrically opposed to the U.S. policy, which was that freedom of navigation would be key through all of these areas. So this is going to have impacts on the economy. This is going to have impacts on a lot of different things, as well as our ability to posture our forces properly.
I mean, Alex, it's, you know, you can use whatever analogy you want. Pandora's box has been opened. The horses are out of the barn.
Yep.
The genie's out of the bottle, whatever it is, right? You cannot go back. You know, as we talk about, I remember last summer standing on the Strait of Hormuz when that aspect of the war was happening and saying, well, this is the threat.
Sure.
But they'd never done it. It was a threat. And now it's been done. It can never be undone.